Here's the thought I'll title, Translation. Don't ask me why. I can't explain it, but I'm reading Dostoevsky's Crime and Punishment for the second time. I read it a couple of years ago. I can't remember if I mentioned that in some context here in the Here's the Thoughts or in my podcast. But anyway, a couple of years ago, for the first time, I read it. It had been highly recommended as a fantastic classic novel, and it was very, very good. But recently, another friend of mine is reading it, but in a different translation, and encouraged me to read the newer translation because it would be a better, less clunky translation than the one that I had originally read a couple of years ago. Well, that got me thinking about translation and what translators do. And of course, the fundamental challenge of being a translator, particularly of something like a famous novel, is how do you accept the responsibility of being the translator? That is to say, is your role as translator to convert word for word the original text? That's what a translator could do. Or is your role as translator to interpret the meaning and the feeling, even if you have to rearrange a sentence or use a different sort of word than a direct translation? That is to say, how would a human being translating content differ from Google, for example, who does translation by machine, but without the subtlety? And of course, it's about now when you would be asking, what's this got to do with photography? Well, I think it does. Because the question is, what are we as photographers? Is our role that of translating what we see into film, and theoretically doing so with as little influence on the content as possible, like the literal translator? Or is our role as a photographer closer to the content-oriented translator, whose task is to translate the emotion, the content, the subtlety, the feeling, the mood, even if that means for the novel translator rearranging a sentence here or two or changing subtly the meaning to bring it up to date to today's reader? Same thing with us. Is our role to capture the scene or to translate the scene in the sense that we are translating the content, the emotion, the mood, the feeling? Obviously, in the realm of fine art photography, I think our role is the latter. Our job is to translate mood and feeling and question and revelation and all of that rather than a literal translation. A literal translation would be what I've often characterized as camera as Xerox copy machine, makes a copy of what the world looks like. But I like this idea of being a translator of the world, translating it into what some sort of visual poetry, or somehow capturing the essence of what something is rather than the exactitude of what it looks like. If we accept that idea as our role as photographer is not a literal translation, but an emotional translation, a poetic translation, then our role with the camera changes dramatically. I'm not quite sure I'm comfortable with the idea of calling myself a visual translator rather than a photographer. But I like the concept of being a visual translator rather than being a scientifically accurate camera operator.
Copyright 2024, Lenswork Publishing.